We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Allow me to introduce myself.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Well, y'all done came a long way.
I think that y'all have a certain amount of respect for, you know, what everybody else does, and y'all are just the best at what y'all do.
This platform, the reach y'all have that you've earned, makes space for somebody like me.
You guys have a direct line to the coaches.
Oh my God, I'm on the radio with Angela, Charlamagne, and DJ Envy.
Damn. Yes, you are.
All I do is read about the Breakfast Club.
Really?
Every morning.
That's good.
You guys are trending. I drag my ass out of bed. I'm like, what happened on the Breakfast Club today?
Get your ass up.
Good morning, USA. Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday, man. The weekend is here. What does that mean, though?
What does that mean for us? We don't have to get up early tomorrow and Sunday.
Yeah, and it means that we've made it through another week. I don't know about y'all, but every day above ground, every day that I wake up breathing, every day that I wake up is alive is a blessing to me. So I'm happy to see another weekend. All praise to God for another weekend.
I'm just happy to see another day. It just seems like the days just keep going over and over and over. I wake up the same time every morning, so it's not that. But it just seems like there's nothing, you know, usually you look forward to the weekend because you look forward to being off. You look forward to going outside. You look forward to doing things. But now it's just another day. I'm just happy to be alive.
That is not true. I'm definitely looking forward to this weekend. I'm looking forward to the weekend because, like Angela Yee said, we get to sleep in a little bit later. And I'm looking forward to the fact that Little John and T-Pain are battling tomorrow. And I'm looking forward to the fact that Teddy Riley and Babyface are battling on Sunday. God damn it. I got plenty to look forward to.
What do you think is going to have that battle?
Listen, you know I'm uptown records to the death. You know, I'm first of all, those are two legends. Like, that's not even like that's not even saying like two heavyweight fights. That's two gods going against each other. So I don't know if there's a way that a god can defeat another god. But you know, I'm Teddy Riley, Uptown Records, just because Uptown Records is one of my favorite record labels of all time. Rockefeller Records and Uptown Records, my two favorite record labels of all time. If you know me, you know that.
This is gonna be. I don't know, bro.
What I like is that people are surprised when they watch these battles. Like, oh, I forgot about that, or I didn't know they did that song. So I think that's good. So no matter what with these battles, people have favorites. People will say, even if someone clearly won over another person, it's still impressive.
They both had huge records. Like, this is going to be a tough one. Like,
that's an understatement.
Yikes.
Huge records is an understatement for what Teddy Riley and Babyface did to the culture of music. Okay, you're talking about a brother that invented a whole genre called New Jack Swing and Teddy Riley. Babyface was probably responsible for every goddamn, him and L.A. Reid, most every R&B hit of the early 90s, late 80s. No, let me see, early 90s,
Yeah, probably the whole 90s, right?
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis could get into this.
Yeah,
right?
Babyface was late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, late 80s, early 90s. So it's just like, I mean, look, I don't know. There is no winner. There is no winner in a battle like this. We all win in this one.
Yeah, but you know, you just got to see the demographic in these battles. Because like you said, late 80s, early 90s. Teddy Riley was late 90s. It's going to be a great one, man. I'm excited about it.
See, you use the word that we don't even need to care about when it comes to this battle, demographics. This ain't for nothing but people who know. If you grew up in that era, great. If your parents are in the house listening to that music and you know what it is, great. It's just simply for people who know. I don't got time to explain the greatness of Teddy Riley and Babyface to no damn body.
It's the same thing with Manny Fresh and Scott Storch. You know, if you're from the South, you know those Manny Fresh records. Or if you're a DJ, you know those Manny Fresh records. A lot of people might not have known those records. It's the same thing.
People are learning a lot.
People are learning a lot, too. There's nothing wrong with learning also.
But I'm excited about this battle.
And Timbaland and Swiss need a medal when all of this is said and done, because people are going to definitely remember how Tim and Swiss made them feel during this quarantine. People will forget what you said, they'll forget what you did, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. And Tim and Swiss with these battles are making the culture feel good. Drop on the clues bombs for Timbaland and Swiss, goddamn.
Absolutely. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
We are going to give you some updates on some new guidelines for long-term healthcare facilities. And did you know that you should be closing the toilet before you flush it? We'll talk about that also.
All right, we'll get into that next. And let's get into a new joint. This is Drake. It's called Tootsie Slide.
I seen that challenge on TikTok.
All right, well, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Name of the song is Tootsie
like
Roll, right? You said you don't like it?
You like that record?
I ain't go front. I haven't heard it yet. I haven't listened to it. Tootsie Slide is what it's called.
I haven't heard it yet.
I see they did a video as well. I'm going to check it out during the next commercial break.
And they started a whole challenge on TikTok. So they've been doing that little challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, sonically, it's not whack. I get why people would like it, but I don't want to hear somebody on Drake's level doing TikTok records. Like, it's just corny to me. But I mean, I'm sure it's going to work.
Yeah, but that ain't for you.
I just expect more from Drake at this point in his career, start of a new decade. Like, I don't want to see a GOAT doing TikTok records. If you do a record and it becomes a hit on TikTok organically, cool. But the first one, I don't like it.
Well, maybe that's his throwout record for the kids, and then he'll come back with another record. But it makes sense. Everybody's at home. What are they going to be doing? TikTok. So that seems genius to me.
I just don't like it. Not from somebody on Drake's level, but whatever. It's just my opinion.
All right. Well, let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, ye?
Well, let's start with some things that you should be doing right now to take care of yourself. Now, I didn't know this, but they are recommending that you close the lid of the toilet before you flush the toilet. They're saying that bug can spread through fecal matter that escapes from the toilet bowl when you flush it. So,
what bug? The coronavirus?
Yes.
Really?
The coronavirus can spread?
They call it aerosolized feces.
This is crazy.
That means it can be propelled into the air through what's called a toilet plume. And sometimes that can contain infectious fecal matter caused by flushing. So close the lid and then flush, okay?
Now you're telling me that it doesn't want us to talk. It wants us to stay away from people. And we got to put the toilet down when we poo-poo. The coronavirus is a woman.
Another thing you need to do is clean your phone. Dr. Sanjay Gupta was talking about this.
It's probably the most common surface that we touch is our phone. You don't think about it. We think about our counters and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, you know, cleaning the phone and wiping the phone, just like I showed with some of those cans, is a good idea. I've been doing that pretty regularly. And, Anderson, let me show you this. This is a hack from the hospitals that the doctors sent me that they are now doing. They'll put their phone in a Ziploc bag like that and basically, you know, use it throughout the day like that, and then be able to take the bag off. And then when they take their phone home at night, you know, try and keep it a little bit cleaner.
Didn't need a medical expert to tell me that. Been doing that, by the way.
We learned that from Dr. Oz when he tested our phones to see how many germs were on there.
Absolutely.
All right, another thing that Donald Trump was talking about was using scarves over your face to also help protect you.
If people wanted to wear them, they can. If people wanted to use scarves, which they have, they can. In many cases, the scarf is better. It's thicker. I mean, you can, depending on the material, it's thicker. But they can do that if they want. Now, a recommendation's coming out. We'll see what that recommendation is. But I will say this. They can pretty much decide for themselves right now.
Great.
Once again, didn't need anybody to tell me that. I've seen people do that.
They are encouraging Yes, they people don't know, to wear. Though.
That's the thing. They don't know. This changes every 2 days, by the way. Every two days, it changes. So,
I saw Dr. Oz on the other day putting the red bandana on. You ain't see what they got Dr. Oz with the like. So Dr. Oz thinks the same type of thing. Like, cover your face. Like, that's what I've been doing.
But they said it didn't protect. They said before those didn't protect from the virus. They said you could cover your face, but it doesn't necessarily protect from the virus. They said the particles could still get through. That's what they said before. So which one is it?
So why would a mask protect then?
Because the mask is different. That's why you need a particular type of mask to wear when you go out, which is the.
See, they said that too. They said you get the. They said the 95 mask. You should leave that for the healthcare workers, and you should get like a regular, some other type of mask. I forgot what it was, like a surgical mask or something like that.
But they said the Donald Trump is also that mask.
Donald Trump is also giving new guidelines for long-term healthcare facilities.
By now, nursing homes should have suspended the entry of all medically unnecessary personnel. Today, we're further recommending that all nursing home facilities assign the same staff to care for the same group of residents consistently to minimize any potential spread. And we're also urging facilities to designate separate areas for healthy and sick residents. And this is a practice that we probably will be recommending into the future.
All right, so we'll have some more throughout the morning. And I'm Angela Yee, and that is your front page news.
You know what the best advice is? The best advice is just to stay your ass home. Okay, stop trying to figure out little hacks to be out in the street. Okay, just stay your ass home. Forget about the mask, the gloves, whatever it is. Stay home.
But some people can't. Like yesterday, I had to drive to Queens, which is the hot spot, because my parents needed supplies. And I had to go out instead of them. So I had to drop off supplies to my parents. I had to drop off supplies for my mother-in-law. And I ain't gonna lie, I ain't want to be out. And I definitely didn't want to be in Queens, where it's the biggest hot spot in New York City. But I had to go. I'd rather be out than have my parents going out getting water and toilet paper and paper towel and milk and orange juice and all that other stuff that they need. So I had to go out.
And people got to work in those stores where you have to buy those items.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
People got to stock the shelves. They got to still do the truck drivers or the deliveries.
So I had to go out.
Once again, they've been telling us this from the beginning. If you're not an essential worker, stay your ass home. Period.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, Top of Morning, DJ Izzy, Charlamagne Tha God, and Angela Yee?
Morning,
top of
the morning to you.
What's up, my name's Zeke, man. You know, I'm a truck driver. I'm down here from South Carolina. We had a death toll, you know, over the past two months. Since, you know, we had our first cases down here, the coronavirus. You know, only 34 people had died. But the sad part is, within these past 2 months, we still got over about 50 murders. So I think, you know, maybe the thing is, I feel as though, like, places like New York, you know, New York, California, like, these really big states, I understand where y'all coming from, but states like, you know, small states like us, we really not getting that death toll. And I feel as though it may just be a slight overreaction on some part compared to, you know, big cities like y'all.
Well, they gotta contain it, my brother. Yeah, they don't want it to spread and get crazy like it is in New York. And don't get me wrong, New York is more of a dense city. People are more on top of each other than in South Carolina, but still, you don't want it to spread.
And I understand that. But the thing is, the biggest problem is you have some people, and I think what's maybe contributing to the spread is some people, okay, they out here wearing these gloves and masks and they wanna touch everything. You know, some people, they go to the ATM, touch the ATM, then they go in the stores and touch the stores and doing all this other stuff. And then I think that maybe contributes to the spreading of it rather than trying
really?
To contain it. You see?
You think so? You think people going out and breathing on stuff and touching stuff and then putting droplets all over things is spreading it for real?
I mean, if you think about it, you stuff live on surfaces. I understand about washing hands.
Wow.
And
goodness.
And the
come on.
Wow. If you wearing the same gloves that you woke up from this morning to the time you go at night and you touching everything, and there's no matter, it doesn't know where you went at and touching. You see what I'm saying?
So you telling me if I shake your hand, I might get it?
Oh, my goodness.
Damn. Get it off your chest. Hey, guys, no, based on what he said, I really think the only way to fix this is to stay 6 feet away from each other. I think we need to all social distance. What do y'all think?
I'm not messing with him, man. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Go with your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Marcus.
Hey, Marcus, get it off your chest, bro.
First off, good morning, Envy, Yee, Charlamagne.
Hey, Marcus. How are you, Marcus?
I'm good. How y'all doing this morning?
Bless black and highly favored, sir.
That's what I like to hear, man. So look here. I work at Kroger, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the conditions haven't really been that bad lately. But what's getting under my skin is I just was told last night that corporate doesn't want us to get overtime, yet they want us to put all this stuff on the show for all these people. All these people need these products.
Mm-mm.
And I'm just wondering how I'm supposed to do my job if I can't stay to do my job.
And I'm sure they're making a lot more money than normal at Kroger's, right? Everybody's coming in, stocking up on things, selling out of things. So they should have plenty of money to give y'all some overtime.
Exactly. And, like, don't get me wrong, I'm blessed. They gave us a bonus check this week, and we're going to get, like, a little extra money on our checks for the next couple weeks. But my whole thing is all these people are sitting behind desks at home being quarantined, and I'm out here on the front line.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I agree with you. You should definitely
get
overtime.
We appreciate you. Because I seen them people working yesterday when I had to go to the supermarket and go to the stores and everybody was restocking. And I'm like, man, I appreciate you guys, man. Thank you so much, man.
I just think they need to get hazard pay at a time like this, man.
Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
Eric.
Hey, Eric, get it off your chest.
Eric. Hey, man, I'm kind of in like a hard spot. Like, my father, he passed away last week and he lives in Houston. But I'm from Seattle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they telling me I can't fly to Houston. Because, you know, Washington is like one of the hotspots.
Yeah.
But I'm like, they can't really enforce that law. So I'm going to go ahead and make it, man. It's like, they can't really, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's being selfish or if it's like, you know what I mean? Like,
you sound like you need to be closer to home. You sound like you need to be around your family and people you love. I mean, even though we're social distancing, but I know that you probably got somebody you're going to end up being quarantined with that can be more of a foundation for you, somebody to lean on. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. You know, I mean, more so for me is for me to be there for my mom. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
that's what I really want to do is just like, I don't know.
It's a tough time right now for people. Yeah, it's a tough time for funerals and traveling and being around people at a time when you know you want to comfort your family members and you need their comfort as well.
And I mean, it is a risk, right? Because you just got to make sure you're healthy. I don't know how you ensure that, you know, check your temperature. If you got any symptoms, I wouldn't, you know, fly back and be around my mom. But I don't know. It's just a risk.
Yeah.
It's a risk you take, brother.
We did report on the family who went to a funeral and 17 members of the family ended up positive for coronavirus. So it is super risky, though. And, you know, that is something that is a common story happening right now with so many people passing. And it could be from coronavirus or from anything else. And having those gatherings and funerals is something that right now you can't really do the way people would want to.
Like I said yesterday, I went to my parents' house and my mother-in-law, and I had to talk to them through the door. Like, I left it on their porch and told them, don't come out. My pops tried to, you know, hop out to, he was like, come here, I want to give you a hug. I don't care. I'm like, nope. I had Lysol. I said, Dad, I will spray you with this Lysol in your face. Back the F up. It's just one of those things. I couldn't live with myself knowing that I had it and pass it on to him. You know, it's just one of those things, and this is how life is going to be for a while, you know?
Especially sad, being that we don't even know how it spreads. They say that if you breathe around somebody, if you talk around somebody, now they're telling us to put our toilet seat down. Clearly, nobody knows how it spreads. We're all learning on the fly, and I just don't want to learn the hard way.
You're right, and I feel the same way. Get it off your chest, 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. And next hour, we have Dr. Samson Davis. Now, where does he work?
He works in the ER. He's a doctor. He is a best-selling author to Living and Dying in Brick City. He's from Newark, but he's been working in several different hospitals, and he'll tell you what's happening in the ER.
All right, we'll talk to him next hour, and then we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we'll be talking about Bernie Sanders on The View. He called into The View, and some people had issues with how Whoopi Goldberg was questioning him.
All right, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
You know a spot. But not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, Bernie Sanders called into The View. He was talking about how Donald Trump is handling the pandemic. Also, his decision to stay in the race against Joe Biden. Whoopi Goldberg had told him that he didn't support Hillary Clinton fast enough last time around. She said she's been watching to see what he's going to do. And she said, I'm told you intend to stay in this race for president because you believe there's a path to victory. So Whoopi Goldberg questioned him on what that path is.
Can you explain why you're still in the race and what this path is that you see?
I
We are assessing our campaign, as a matter of fact, where we want to go forward. And right now, in this unprecedented moment in American history, I think we need to have a very serious discussion about how we go forward. And one of the things that I am working on with other members of the Senate and Congress is a new stimulus package, which not only makes sure that all of our people in this crisis have health care, but also that they continue to receive their paycheck.
Well, Whoopi Goldberg has gotten a lot of backlash after that, with people saying that she didn't let Bernie actually answer the questions that she's asking, and some people thought it was disrespectful. What did you think?
I didn't think the question was disrespectful. She can ask him whatever she wants to ask if he's calling on her platform. I didn't think the question was disrespectful. Did you?
Yeah, I guess it was a little bit more back and forth than that. But, I mean, people are questioning Bernie about this, so he has to know anybody that he talks to right now is going to ask him about that. And, you know, he did get a lot of criticism last time for everything that happened with Hillary Clinton and his supporters not supporting her. So it is something he does have to answer for, right?
I kind of feel the same way. I kind of feel like now enough's enough. Honestly.
Why is enough enough?
Because what's the probability of him actually winning right now? Because all he's doing is dividing the parties. He's dividing, same thing like we said before. His supporters never supported Hillary Clinton. And just imagine if they had that actual support.
I think that we're in an unprecedented time because some primaries got pushed back. And yes, he probably wasn't going to get the necessary delegates to win. But I think the process should still be unfolded. Like, I don't think he should drop out. Right.
He has the right to do that because, look, people didn't think Joe Biden was going to be the front runner at all. If kind of people were saying he should drop out for a period of time. So you never know what can happen.
We live in a very unprecedented time. If I was Bernie Sanders, I wouldn't drop out either. I don't think this is dividing the party. I think what's dividing the party is the fact that while Trump is out there front and center, you know, taking charge and looking like he's a leader, they're too busy infighting amongst each other. They should be aiming at Donald Trump instead of aiming at Bernie Sanders. I think that's the problem, or aiming at each other.
You don't feel like Bernie Sanders supporters didn't support Hillary Clinton when he dropped out years ago?
I think they made a choice. Bernie definitely came around and started supporting her, but that's not on Bernie. Voters make a choice. If you don't inspire the voters, if you don't energize the voters, that's on you. You can't expect people just to run out and vote for you just because Bernie Sanders told them to. No, you need to start talking to those people. And I do see Joe Biden changing his messaging a little to, you know, pull in some of Bernie's policies and start talking to Bernie's base a little bit more. But yeah, he got to do something to inspire those people. You can't just expect them to vote for you.
They said it's a 2%. Right. They said it's a 2% chance, right? And maybe this is wrong, but 2% chance that he'll win 2020? Is that true?
No, like, I don't know.
I don't know that right now.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I just think that, you know, being at the primaries got pushed back, like, he should allow the process to play out. I think so.
The process is just dragging out longer just because.
Only because of the coronavirus.
Everything that's happening right now. All right, now let's talk about this weekend. WrestleMania, the biggest event in professional wrestling, is going to move forward this weekend, even with coronavirus. So if you are going to watch WrestleMania 36, it will air starting at 7 p.m. Eastern on April 4th, and it will continue the next day at the same time also. If you're subscribed to the WWE Network, you can watch that for free, and new subscribers can use the service for free for a month. So you can also see it on Fox Sports and Fox Now apps. For $59.99.
They going to wrestle each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be in Orlando at the WWE Performance Center. And remember, previously we told you about Roman Reigns dropping out just because of his own previous issues and sickness and illnesses. So he's not going to be headlining. But the biggest match of the event will be Brock Lesnar fighting off against Drew McIntyre. He's trying to defend his WWE Championship belt. And Rob Gronkowski is going to be hosting.
So no audience?
Nope.
No audience. They'll be in a smaller facility. They'll be in Orlando in the Performance Center.
Did they test the wrestlers? Like, did they take their temperatures and give them COVID-19 tests? Like, how does this work? Why did they get to be around each other? I was thinking about this last night when I was watching Teddy Riley's living room concert. They weren't doing no social distancing. They was in there singing and sweating. Ooh. And I heard one person cough. And I was like, they had a production crew. They did not give a damn. Wasn't a mask. Wasn't no gloves. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, Teddy and them risking it all for us, for our entertainment.
Now, I'm not a wrestling fan, but I'm going to order it just because. I just need some entertainment.
Home.
Yeah, I'm going to have my kids with me. I'm going to have my little Jackson. I'm going to put them on the wrestling this weekend.
All right, now, Tekashi 6ix9ine is officially released. He left the jail out of the back entrance before the judge announced that. So Tekashi will be on house arrest to serve out the remainder of his time. So the first 4 months will be supervised release on home incarceration. He'll wear a GPS monitoring ankle bracelet to track his whereabouts.
And he's probably going to get right back to business. They said he can put out music. Mm-hmm. He can be on social media, and people are going to consume it. And the reason they're going to consume it, because they don't have the same values when it comes to the street. They don't look at the street the same way as, I guess, people from the street do. Like, they're consumers of music. That's all they care about.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
And the fact that everybody's home right now and begging for entertainment, they're just definitely going to flock to him.
It depends what he does, too, though. He can't come back out. There's no way he can come back out and be on the same energy, right?
Like, there's
nobody that could buy into that, right? You're definitely not going to believe that from him no more, right?
I hope
we shall see.
I would hope not.
Right. All right. Well, we got front page news next. What are we talking about, Yee?
All right. We'll talk about a potential federally mandated stay-at-home order. We'll tell you who is asking for that.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
That record is terrible, bro. That record is whack, bro.
I had an argument behind the scenes, and I was going against Charlamagne. I mean, I was like, nah, he's doing it for the kids. It's a TikTok. This is his throwout record. Because I didn't hear it, nor did I see the video. And then after I heard the video, I seen the video and heard the song, I don't like it.
It's corny.
You're not feeling it?
Yeah, man.
Nah, man.
You know why? Because Drake is supposed to be a wave, not a surfer. And it looks like he's just riding waves right now. He's chasing trends. Like, he's too big an artist and too dope a rapper to be making TikTok records. If you make a record, it becomes a TikTok. Yes,
yeah,
man.
He's a rapper.
If you make a record and it becomes a TikTok sensation organically, cool. But the fourth one, nah, that ain't it. That's whack, bro. I'm sure it'll work, but I just think it's whack. Drake's better than that to me.
I didn't even like the dance moves, man. He looked like me doing
it. Corny. It looks forced, man.
All right, well, let's get into some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start with Dr. Fauci. He really believes there should be a federally mandated stay-at-home order. Here's what he said.
I don't understand why that's not happening. As you said, you know, the tension between federally mandated versus states' rights to do what they want is something I don't want to get into. But if you look at what's going on in this country, I just don't understand why we're not doing that. We really should be.
As you recall, we were talking about Donald Trump, who said that it's different state by state, so that's why he's not doing a federally mandated order.
Yeah, and then people hear federally mandated order to stay at home, and they automatically think martial law. And it's coming from somebody like Donald Trump, who people look at as a racist and a bigot and a dictator, and they don't want to take orders like that from him, because they don't know where that'll end. Where were your civil liberties and your freedom? You know, when will you ever get that back after they do something?
We need
that
right now. We definitely need that right now. People are not staying in. People are still out and about at the park. They're still at the piers. Like, we need that right now, honestly.
I agree.
All right. Now, experts are also saying that coronavirus can spread through just talking or just even breathing. So that's why they're recommending that you wear a mask when you go anywhere, to the grocery store or whatever. Because, yes, that is spreading by more than just sneezing or coughing.
Well, if you've never watched The Quiet Place, this weekend is a good time to watch it so you can get a good tutorial on how to survive in silence out here.
But that's the thing. They really don't know. We've been saying that. They don't know. Every day is something new. Like, they don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Pittsburgh scientists have developed a possible coronavirus vaccine at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine. They're unveiling a possible candidate vaccine for coronavirus. And we'll see. They're trying to fast track that right now and get that out there. So we'll figure that out. That would be good news, though, if there is a vaccine for it. They also have postponed the presidential convention for the DNC to August because of coronavirus. And I also want to last but not least talk about Zoom, right? Because a lot of people are doing Zoom right now. Mm-hmm. FBI has warned that videos are getting hijacked. They're calling it Zoom bombing. So what's happening is that people are hacking in and hijacking different Zoom videos and saying all kinds of crazy things on there. So right now they're trying to figure out how to protect people's safety and actively educate users on how they can protect their meetings and help prevent incidents of harassment. So it's been happening to a lot of people.
Yeah, I've been seeing that, man. I was getting DMs yesterday from my homie. We all know Q. We all know Q in the room, right?
Yeah.
No Q, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
Yep.
And he was asking me for money for an interview for No Jumper. And I was like, what? And I was like, I know good and goddamn well this ain't no Q DMing me, asking me to give him $150 so he can do an interview with No Jumper. Like, get the hell out of here.
What?
Yeah, people are getting hacked.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
All right. Well, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk to a doctor. He's from New Jersey. He does the ER
rooms
in New
Jersey. Dr. Samson Davis. He's an ER doctor. He's one of the three doctors also. And he works at several different hospitals. So he has some inside information on what's going on in the ER. He's treated a lot of in New York. And he's treated a lot of patients who are coronavirus positive and people who just came in to get tested. And he'll give you a lot of information.
All right, and we'll talk to him next. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest on the phone lines right now. He's a hero. He's saving so many people out there. We have Dr. Samson Davis. Welcome, brother.
What's up, King?
Good morning. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Now, Dr.
Blessed,
Samson.
Black and highly favored, sir.
Dr. Samson Davis, you work in the ER at several different New Jersey hospitals, correct?
That's right, yes. Yes, I work at in Jersey City. I work in East Orange General and at St. Luke's as well in Pennsylvania.
Well, how bad is it out there?
It's bad. It's bad. Yesterday, we had, out of the 30 patients I took care of, 25 or 26 of them was coronavirus positive. Mm-hmm. Patients. We're not even testing no more at this point. We're just based upon symptoms and a few of the patients, maybe they get x-rays performed on. You can tell that they have the coronavirus based upon the infection that we see on your chest x-ray.
Wow, so you could check the chest x-ray. You don't necessarily have to do the thing up the nose anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we just don't have the supplies and enough of the staff. At one of my other hospitals, East Orange General, six of our nurses is out from the coronavirus, and we just lost one of our doctors. Just passed away 2 days ago.
He lived in
New York. Yeah, he passed away. Great guy. He was young, 60 years old, young man.
So what do you say to nurses and other healthcare professionals and doctors who do have families at home and are basically risking their lives to come to work? And you yourself, I know you have a child also, and just risking your life to come to work to take care of other patients. Like, how can you protect yourself?
I mean, it's scary times, Angela. It really is. I mean, right now, I go in with full garb. I have a face mask. I have a N95 face mask. I have protective eye gargles. I wear a gown. I put a net on my head as well over my hair. So it's scary times, and we're doing the best we can with what we have. And the unfortunate part is that we're finding out more and more about this virus and the impact that it's having each day. So what we're doing today, I didn't do last week. What I'm going to do next week is going to be different than what we're doing today. It is so morbid right now. I mean, we even have a trailer outside the hospital because we ran out of space in the morgue. So people are being impacted. We're going to lose lives. And we're saying, we speak about social distancing. I like to really kind of call it physical distancing, because I think right now, socially, especially in a virtual community, we need to come together more and support each other more and be there for each other. We're going to get through this, but we're definitely about 3 to 5 weeks away from peaking, I think, across the country.
Wow. Let me ask
you
a question,
Doc.
Have
you ever seen anything like this before, or is this the first time it's been like this?
You know, this is the first time I've ever seen anything like this. The last major situation that I remember was HIV/AIDS, when it was running at a rampant rate, and I would see people in the hallways literally dying. But that still pales in comparison to this. What we're seeing now is that everyone is being affected and impacted by the coronavirus. And what's happening, outside of running short on supplies, we're running short on staffing. We're running short on ventilators, short on space. And so we have this kind of dichotomy where there's more people coming to the emergency department and less people to take care of those patients, because we're losing staff members as well. And so it's very important. If you have a minor symptoms, the best thing for you, I know it sounds kind of counterintuitive, but the best thing for you is to stay home. Because if you're going to come to the emergency department, not only are you going to re-expose yourself more, but you're going to expose others to the virus as well.
Hey, Doc, doesn't this prove that the American healthcare system just needs a total revamp, that the American healthcare system is just I know you might be a little biased, but come on, we got to speak truth to power right now.
It definitely needs an overhaul. I agree that the challenge, and this is just another sort of level, but the challenge with the healthcare is that there's too many cooks in the kitchen. You have way too many people that's involved in healthcare that are not physicians or not medical experts whatsoever. And so everyone is trying to, you know, eat off the same plate, if you will. And by doing so, it confuses, it muddies things, it grays things and everything of that nature. And so, you know, we're probably one of the only industries that is told how to do and what to do. And the people that's telling us how to do and what to do, they never went to medical school, or they never went to dental school, or they never went to physician assistant school or nursing school or any or technical school. They have no skill set in that arena, but yet they control all the pieces. And you know, that's just my personal opinion, but we need to revamp the healthcare system. And quite frankly, right now, where we are with everything that's happening, it really has, one has nothing to do with the other. Like, this coronavirus is just, it's just really something that I don't care how prepared we could have been for it. It just wreaks havoc.
Now, we're talking to Dr. Sampson Davis. I'm sorry. Sorry to cut you off. Just wanted to reintroduce you.
I know you said there's nothing that you could have done about it, but I mean, it's just weird that you live in a country where it's more jails and prisons than it is hospitals. You know what I'm saying? Like, where they put more money into the military than they actually do the healthcare system. Like, to me, that's not an indictment of y'all. That's an indictment of American government.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, I agree with you somewhat. I mean, it's the focus on healthcare and availability of hospital spaces and hospital beds. It does need to be revamped. And I don't know the specific particular numbers, so I can't really speak upon that. But I do know, since practicing it, and I could just use this example in my area, where I live and I practice, I've seen over the probably the past 15 years, 7 to 8 hospitals close. And the hospitals that are still open would say, we can absorb the volume. That's what it is. Right. But that's business 101, right? You want more business, so you're going to say you can absorb the business. But at the same time, when it, even looking at a lack of healthcare access is what you're talking about, and social determinants of health, and having the place to go, a doctor to see, the ability to get to the doctor, the finances to pay for the doctor, the pharmacy, and et cetera. When you're looking at those aspects of it, you know, we have to have more kind of satellite facilities for people to go to, but it's also important to understand how to navigate the healthcare, because it's confusing. If you don't know where to go for what, every patient thinks the emergency department has the answer. I mean, I've had patients, you know, in the emergency department for a dermatology issue. And it's like, oh, I just left my dermatologist, and I'm here. I'm like, well, you just left. You just went from the tire shop where you're tired, and now you're at the hair salon.
We got more with Dr. Sampson Davis. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still on the phone line with Dr. Sampson Davis. He's an ER doctor out in New Jersey. Yee.
Dr. Sampson Davis, I want to ask you, if you don't have insurance right now and you're having really terrible symptoms from coronavirus and you do need to go to the doctor, what can happen? Because I saw yesterday they're not trying to make sure everybody has health care right now. So what do you do if you're extremely sick and you don't have insurance?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you don't have insurance, that is not a reason to not go to the hospital. If you are having symptoms, I don't care what your financial situation is, and you're not able to breathe and you're short of breath, you come to the hospital, you go to the ER.
Absolutely.
I mean, my colleague that passed away, you know, I read in the paper about his passing, and he died, you know, at home. It sounds like he was short of breath, and I don't know the particulars because I wasn't there, obviously, but it sounded like he was short of breath, he wasn't breathing. And sometimes healthcare workers, we could be our worst enemies, because we feel like we can monitor our symptoms, we want to be heroic as well in the moment, we don't want to overburden the system, so we'll stay home. But by no means, if you're symptomatic, if you're not breathing well, you have high fever, you feel like you're going to pass out, you call 911, you go to the emergency department. That's what you have to do. But people with minor symptoms, just a minor cough or some body aches, there's no special test that I can do to tell you, okay, it's coronavirus, but there's nothing we can do. It's quarantining yourself and staying home for that 14-day period.
Now, Doc, we talk about a lot of people that are dying. Now, what about these people that are actually living, and how are they getting through it? Like, what do you advise people who have symptoms or trying to avoid what's happened, and how can they build their immune system up? Like, talk about some of those people that are living through this virus.
Right. So the people that's living through it, which by the way, I mean, is the great majority. The great majority of us will live through this and be okay. I mean, look at the big names like Kevin Durant, and look at Idris Elba. I mean, these are folks that were pretty much asymptomatic. They didn't know they had symptoms whatsoever, and they lived through it. So that's going to be the great majority of us. But in the interim, to your, like, how to build the immunity is, you know, eating a balanced meal, exercise, and you could stay in your house and you could go on YouTube and download some sort of exercise regimen. Mm-hmm. It's still okay to go outside and get fresh air, you know, just keep your distance from people and sleep, proper sleep, and make sure you're not abusing your body with alcohol or drugs or whatever that is, you know, other vices you may, as some of us may have. But those are the things that's going to get us through it. And then if you do develop the symptoms, then say to yourself, okay, I have a cough, I have body aches, I feel hot, fever, I have a headache. Let me take some Tylenol, drink plenty of fluid, plenty of water, and rest. And quarantine yourself for the 14 days is what we're recommending now.
What's the one symptom we should be scared about? Because, you know, if you work out, you're going to have aches. You know, people have headaches. So people are driving themselves crazy right now, doctor. Like, what's the one where you'd be like, okay, this is alarming? Is it shortness of breath? Is it fever? Like, what's the one thing that you say, this is alarming? Because all the stuff that you just named, I've had in the last 3 weeks. I'd be like, my elbow hurts. I got corona. Like, that's how people are thinking.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I would say shortness of breath. If you're not able to breathe and you feel like you're winded, especially it's going to progress gradually. I just want everyone to know it's not like, boom, all of a sudden you're going to be short of breath and can't breathe. It might start off like, man, I feel winded, as if like I just did a quick sprint or a jog or ran down the block. I feel winded. And then that might start to progress to the point where like, wow, I just can't get in enough air. I just, regardless of what, I can't get comfortable. Especially as you exert yourself, as you start to walk through your apartment or your home, you start to feel more short of breath, then that's a sign that you're progressing, and that's a real telltale sign to, you know, call 911 or go to your closest emergency department or call your doctor. Like, that's the other thing. You want to use all your resources. So if you have a personal doctor, give him or her a call and go over your symptoms with them.
So it's not the cough, because I've been treating the cough like gunshots. Like when I hear my little daughter cough or something, I'm like, yo, what's going on? You feel good? You throat good? Check her temperature. So it's not the cough.
So it is the cough, but we all cough. Like, that's the thing. It's just cough does not equal corona or coronavirus. Gotcha. And that's, you know, and I get it. I mean, trust me, I know the symptoms, and I've seen at this point hundreds of cases of coronavirus, which is amazing to think. You know, 2 weeks ago, I saw zero cases, and I'm well over 100 cases that I've seen and treated. But I, even when I cough, I, like, you know, start to check my forehead to see if I feel like I have a fever. So it's not an uncommon thing, but, you know, you cough for different reasons. You could choke on water, you could, or, you know, just positioning, lying in bed, and secretions could accumulate in your throat and you can cough. But it's a persistent, ongoing cough that is lingering, that is concern associated with the body aches and the fever,
right,
and plus or minus the shortness of breath.
Dr. Samson Davis, I've seen people saying not to take ibuprofen, right? That's a story that's been in the news a whole lot. If you have a headache or any type of aches, don't take that. They're saying to take Tylenol instead. Is there any truth to that? Because then I saw a story like, oh, that's not true. That's a myth.
It's tough. There's not enough information. The problem is there's a lot of literature out there now or information out there that's saying ibuprofen is not good. It could worsen the situation. We don't know. That's the answer. So until we know for sure, do not take it. You know, I just suggest taking Tylenol, right, also known as acetaminophen, for your fever. You could take Tylenol every 4 hours as needed for fever. Just make sure you don't, you know, you take the proper dosage for your size and your weight.
Envy was saying today with cardiac arrest, there was a story about how if you go into cardiac arrest, they're not going to admit you into the hospital. Is there a truth to that?
Well, what we're recommending now, that just sort of was released, I think, late last night or today, is right, we're saying that the medics are on scene. So if you call 911 and the medics arrive and they're treating you and they start to do CPR, at some point we have the transportation from the scene to the hospital, right? But if we're saying that during this process, if you're unable to be revived, so if the medics are working on you, they intubate, put a tube in your throat to help you breathe, they're giving you adrenaline medications to try to help restart the heart. If after a certain period of time, if there's no signs of life, do not bring the person to the hospital because they have unfortunately expired. They have died.
Sheesh.
But
so what are they going to do with the body? Going to bring them back home?
No, they're not going to bring.
Oh, I thought they said they'd bring the body back home. Like, what do they do with the body?
Straight to the coroner.
No, right to the morgue. They would go to the coroner office or morgue, and then funeral arrangements. And that's the other thing. We're running out of space for the body. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds morbid. I can't even imagine to believe we're even speaking of a situation like this. But we don't have the space for the bodies in any of the hospitals now. We're using trailers with freezers to store the bodies.
We got more with Dr. Samson Davis when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still on the phone line with Dr. Samson Davis. He's an ER doctor out in New Jersey. Now, Charlamagne,
I heard they're paying inmates at Rikers $6 an hour to dig graves.
I don't know about that, Charlamagne. I mean, you know more about that than I do. I haven't heard that, but I can imagine all hands are on deck right now. But that's another point you bring up, too, I think, as far as the areas like our prisons, we have to be mindful of, because these are highly populated areas which there is a lot of congestion. So how do you practice, you know, physical distance in spaces that are confined, such as your prisons, your nursing homes, your group homes, your boarding homes? I mean, if one person picks up the virus, it will spread across the whole system. So we have to be extremely careful and practice, you know, caution, wash your hands, disinfect your area, your workspace. As soon as I get to work, I disinfect my whole workspace, besides putting on my arsenal of, my shield and my gown and my gargles.
So if you do get coronavirus, right, does that mean that you'll have the antibodies and you won't be able to get infected again? Because I've been hearing that also, or there's a really low chance that you can get infected again. Do we have enough information about that?
So we don't. That's the challenge. That's what we're fearful of. So we're thinking ways, worst case scenario. So if you do get coronavirus, the whole thought of what you mentioned, Andrew, that we will develop antibodies. So it's just like you don't get the same cold twice. And so if the virus shows itself in your body, again, your protective system, your immune system will attack the virus, and you would most likely show no symptoms. Now, the challenge is, as we move past this, because we will plateau, we will get past this moment, we will peak and sort of reach a point where we're now ahead of the virus, because we're running a marathon in the sense that we're so far behind trying to catch up with where the virus is right now. But as the summer arrives and as we move back into the fall and the winter months, what we don't know at this point is if the virus would mutate, would the virus change its outer shell to a certain way, like the flu. And if it changes its outer shell, similar to like what the flu does each and every year, then we run a risk of contracting the virus again. But at that point, you know, it's our hope we will have a vaccine, we will have some sort of treatment, some definitive treatment that we know for sure, because there's also, we're working on antibodies and Plaquenil, which is a anti-malarial drug right now that we're trying to see if that has some impact on the treatment of coronavirus for those who are really, really sick. But we don't know yet, and the hope is that this virus will go away, but we don't know as we go into the fall and the winter months this upcoming year if we're going to see the virus go through a different mutation, and then you're susceptible to recontracting again.
You think the virus is mutated already? Because it seems like some cases are just stronger than others. Like I said, it's like it's levels to this coronavirus thing. It's like coronavirus and it's coronavirus plus.
Or is it the way that it affects the system?
Yeah, so we don't know. That's the point, and I'm wondering about that now. What we're going to do is start, for those who have recovered, is discussions of testing the blood of those that recovered to see if there's some sort of special mechanism or something within the individual who show no symptoms and no signs besides overall great health in that person. There's something within the bloodstream, or is it something that this person has? We know those, obviously, with comorbidities, asthma, diabetes, high blood pressure, which is a lot of people in our community, they have tougher they have a tougher course with the coronavirus. But we don't know enough to know if there's different strands right now. The short answer is no, but that's not a confident answer because we just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how can we help? Like, you know, I know that, you know, hospitals are short on PPE. Like, is there something that we could do specifically for the hospital you work at? Like, how do we help healthcare workers get PPE?
Or not even food. Yeah. Can we deliver food? Can we order pizza? Like, what can we do to help outside of just PPE? Anything we can do?
Yeah, that all hands on deck right now. Everything you both mentioned is important. So any donations as far as food deliveries, masks we need. We need protective, the PPE, the professional protective equipment. We need the gowns. We need the goggles. So the N95 masks. So anything you can do to contribute, just reach out to the local hospitals, the administration there, called it, and support that way. Any philanthropic effort, meals, supplies will go a long way. And each of us individually, just be conscious of your distance and keeping your physical space. At work, sometimes I have to be mindful of it because a lot of time the nurses or patients, they want to approach and like nothing personal. We need our distance right now. And each and every one of us can do that, especially when it comes to our young community, our young heroes out there, make sure that they practice because they lead the charge to make sure that they stay. I know it's tough because we get bored at home and you want to get right together, but we have to keep our distance right now. If we do so, I could promise you the death numbers will not reach as much as it will if we don't.
Well, right. Please give Angela Yee that information so we can, you know, at least send some food up there or something, please.
Absolutely.
It's at Dr. Samson Davis if you want to ask him any questions on social media. Also, he's a best-selling author. You know the book, The Pact. He's one of the three doctors, and you have Living and Dying in Brick City, right?
Yes, that's, and also The Stuff. Yep, that's it. At Dr. Samson Davis, use the kind of shorthand, the Dr. Samson Davis.
Okay, well, thank you, doctor, for checking in. We appreciate you, and don't be a stranger. We're going to call on you sometimes if we need some answers.
Yeah, definitely. I'm down. Let's check in, you know, and see where we are. Hopefully we will get past this, but it's week to week right now, day to day, and we'll get past this.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Dr. Samson Davis, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Listen up. All right, so let's start with Frank Ocean because he is the top trending topic on Twitter. He's released two new tracks. They're called Dear April and Cayendo. Now, he previewed these songs previously last October during his first ever prep club night in New York. And here is a snippet of Dear April.
Dear April, we were safe for a while. We were safe as the years flew by. If you could take two strangers, leaning left and right, at a certain place and time.
Cayendo is also sung partially in Spanish, just so you know. So, yeah, people are excited for new Frank Ocean. Can't be mad at that.
I see Frank Ocean, the number one trending topic on Twitter. Do you think he's trolling Drake? Because remember when Drake got booed? Remember when Drake got booed at the Tyler, the Creator festival or whatever that is? And people booed him because they thought Frank Ocean was coming out? So you think Frank saw Drake put out the Tootsie Slide and said, you know what? Let me throw a couple records out there. You think he's trolling Drake? Or that's just me in my mind?
Nah, I was thinking the same thing, too. I was thinking the same thing. Like, of all days, we're going to put it out on the same day? Yeah. A little trolly troll. Mm.
I don't know, but I mean, this is something that he's been planning to put out, so at some point he was going to have to put it out, but it's out now. Now, Tiffany Haddish has a new single that's out today as well, and she put out a video preview. By the way, Bresha Webb is on there with her starring in the video. It's hilarious. And the new single is called Come and Get Your Baby Daddy. Here's a snippet of that.
Come and get your baby daddy, come and get your baby daddy. Baby daddy, come and get your baby daddy.
Talking about he won't call me.
This nigga got like 10 kids and no car. Talking about he a rap star. Being all the clubs, looking bankrupt. Tiff Tiff looking like she held a banker. Got a book out, it's a bestseller. On top of the world, what can you tell her? You're your breath stank, now we can't kick it. About to get Manny Petties with Jada Pinkett. Look, everybody know I flirt, flirt, flirt. He just wanna see me twerk, twerk, twerk. Yeah, I'm on the cover of $1 billion press.
It's got to be great to be a comedian, right? Because there's no expectations for your music. Like Duval, Tiffany, Just Hilarious, they can just throw records out there, and if it's funny, people will rock with it.
Correct. But I'm sure, you know, they still want it to do well, too, because I also feel like when you're a comedian, people also at first don't take it seriously when you start trying to do music. It makes it sometimes a little harder.
I don't know if they're trying to be serious, though. I think the moment that we knew that they were taking it serious, we would judge the records in a different way.
What do you mean?
Like with Jamie Foxx, when he first started coming out with music, right? We all knew he could sing before that, but it was a little difficult. And then he blew up, and he definitely
But Jamie was making Jamie was making real records, though. Like they were actual records with substance. Like, Tiffany's playing. Come and get your baby daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Remember when Eddie Murphy put out Party All the Time?
Yeah. He also put out Boogie in Your Butt.
Boogie in the Butt.
Well, that was on his comedy. That was on his comedy record. You know what I'm saying? That was part of his comedy. It wasn't a real song. It was a comedy thing, bit. So, I don't know. But I get it. Like, you know, listen, they're going to get the attention. They'll put it out. Yeah. But Tiffany Haddish, people are like, she sounds decent on there. So
She does sound good on that record.
She is planning to put out a whole album as well. And I saw she did a Huffington Post interview where she was talking about Girls Trip 2 and how they're all the way in to do that, as they've been saying, right? But, you know, she only got paid $80,000 for Girls Trip. And that's because she wasn't as big, obviously, as she is now. That kind of helped catapult her into the position that she's in. But you look back at that, you're like, oh, wow, she only made $80,000. So obviously next time around, she's going to get a lot more money.
Oh, yeah, that was her breakout role.
And speaking of money, Jeff Bezos has donated $100 million to help the nation's food banks. He's got it.
Nice.
And other people who have donated money, Sony has announced a $100 million global relief fund in support of those who are affected by coronavirus. So other people, Oprah Winfrey, she's donating $10 million to help the coronavirus pandemic. And she's going to be donating to Leonardo DiCaprio's fund that he started, the America's Food Fund. It was launched by Leonardo DiCaprio and Lauren Powell, Jobs, Apple, and the Ford Foundation. So she donated $1 million to America's Food Fund and $10 million overall is what she's planning to do.
Mm-hmm. What does that $10 million go to? To the food fund or to help healthcare workers get PPE? Like, where did that $10 million go?
Well, so far, she's committed $1 million to America's Food Fund. She's donating $10 million overall. So I guess she's going to be spreading it and announcing that she's committed to $10 million overall.
To the food fund. Got you.
No, $1 million to the food fund, but $10 million overall. So I'm sure she's putting it in different funds. She just hasn't announced all of them yet.
Different organizations, right.
Got you.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
Oh, man, another elected official who has no idea what the hell is going on in regards to the coronavirus. And you wonder why the coronavirus is spreading the way that it's spreading. It's because our so-called leaders don't know what the hell they're doing. Brian Kemp, you need to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with you.
All right, we'll get to that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it of the day, man.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heat.
Yes, The Breakfast Club, bitch.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Friday, April 3rd, goes to Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. I literally told y'all yesterday, and I've been telling y'all for the past couple of weeks, that our elected officials are going to cause many people to get sick and many people to die simply because they are uninformed about this coronavirus. And there's nothing wrong with being uninformed. Nobody knows everything. But when you have no problem spreading that misinformation, okay, with the utmost confidence, that's when it's a problem. Why? Because majority of these elected officials that I've seen simply don't know what the hell they are talking about. Completely clueless to what's going on with the coronavirus, just like a lot of us, okay? Just like the majority of people are. The Rona is new to the masses. We've never seen anything like this before. We're all trying to figure it out. And while the world attempts to figure it out, I'm just going to stay my ass home like the experts tell me to do, okay? Social distancing, staying away from people seems like the most logical thing to do until everyone figures out what the hell is happening, okay? They literally have us living in a real-life version of The Quiet Place. Yesterday, they said you can't talk or breathe around people. You got a Hong Kong study that just recently found out that a single flush of your toilet could release about 80,000 dirty droplets that are left in the air for hours. So you got to close the lid. And these dirty droplets might just lead to coronavirus spreading to the next user of the toilet seat. I mean, like, God, it's too much. They said corona lives on surfaces. It's on cardboard for 24 hours. So you're side-eyeing all your packages when they come from Amazon. You're side-eyeing, you know, your food if you're still eating out. We just don't know anything about this disease for real, okay? We are all learning on the fly. We just don't hope to learn the hard way, okay? With all that said, I think by now a lot of us know the basics, though, right? Social distancing,
staying home. If you are out for essential runs like the grocery store and medicine, make sure you are 6 feet away from each other. And I think we all know that you can have coronavirus without showing symptoms, right? Everybody is aware of that at this point, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we, the general public, know that. But for some reason, Brian Kemp, governor of Georgia, an elected official, doesn't. Don't believe me? Listen to him yourself.
You know, I think it's the reason I'm taking this action. Just like I've continued to tell people, I'm following the data. I'm following the advice of Dr. Toomey. Her and I both mentioned in our remarks, you know, finding out that this virus is now transmitting before people see signs. So what we've been telling people from directives from the CDC for weeks now, that if you start feeling bad, stay home. Those individuals could have been infecting people before they ever felt bad. Well, we didn't know that until the last 24 hours. And as Dr. Toomey told me, she goes, this is a game changer.
Now, you wonder why this disease is spreading the way it is in America. It's because these elected officials have no clue what's going on. If you don't have a clue about what's going on, then how can you make decisions about what should be done? Brian Kemp is the whole governor of Georgia, okay? He doesn't know asymptomatic folks spread the virus. This is what happens when you watch too much Fox News, okay? All of y'all lying to each other, and it's hurting the country. Fox News was busy saying coronavirus was a Democratic hoax to make Trump look bad, and a lot of these guys like Brian Kemp, they watch that, and I really think that's where they get their information from. We know the celebrity in chief, the president does, but I think they are all influenced by this because I'm not an elected official. I'm a man raised on a dirt road in Monk's Corner, South Carolina. My education doesn't go any higher than a high school diploma that I got in night school. I tell y'all all the time that I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. But I know that asymptomatic folks can spread the virus. That was literally one of the first things they told us. You don't have to have symptoms to spread this thing. But Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, didn't find this out until the last 24 hours. Now, for those of you like Brian Kemp who may have just found this information out in the past 24 hours, let's go back to January 30th, 2020. This is Dr. Roger D. Chahot. I think I'm pronouncing his last name right. Probably not. He told us that you can be asymptomatic and spread the virus. Listen.
And the grandparents were tested, and of course, they turned out to be positive for the novel coronavirus. Well, the parents insisted that their 10-year-old boy be tested, even though he was asymptomatic, and they didn't want to test the boy because he wasn't showing any signs of illness, but they went ahead and tested him anyway. And the 10-year-old child tested, guess what? Positive for the novel coronavirus, even though he was completely asymptomatic.
That's just one person. Let's go all the way to South Korea. Okay, South Korea, Arirang TV. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Probably not. But this was February 2nd, 2020. They reported that asymptomatic folks could spread it. Let's hear.
Health authorities in South Korea have acknowledged for the first time the possibility of the novel coronavirus spreading via travelers who are asymptomatic or mildly ill and have decided to tighten their focus as a result.
Okay. How about February 11th, 2020? Dr. Isaac Bogach. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Probably not. He explained that asymptomatic folks can get it. Let's hear it.
Based on a very high-profile study that was recently conducted, the report suggested that the virus was transmitted from someone with no symptoms to other people. A person that traveled from China to Germany for a meeting, this person reportedly felt well, and then on her return trip back to China, it was reported that she subsequently developed some signs and symptoms suggestive of an infection, and indeed this person did test positive for the novel coronavirus.
The moral of the story is asymptomatic folks can spread the virus. We knew this 2 months ago. Brian Kemp, there is no excuse for this kind of ignorance when you're the whole governor of Florida. Nobody should be more informed about the coronavirus than infectious disease experts and medical doctors. And then next should be elected officials working hand in hand with these experts and doctors to determine what it is they should be doing to keep the people they govern over safe. I have nothing left to say. Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please let Chelsea Handler give the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
And by the way, these are the people you elect, okay?
This is who y'all put in office. All right. My God. Georgia.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Yes,
now,
indeed.
Now, when we come back, it's Friday.
On the more pressing matters. Yeah, it's Freaky Friday.
Now, we heard this audio. Can we play the audio?
They should not be selling non-essential items. If you go on the website, all the essential items are sold out. Until you restock and until you close this building, shut it down. Dildos are not essential items. Books for kids, yes, but dildos?
I highly disagree with him.
Okay.
I'm with you, ladies. I think that a dildo is essential.
Okay.
Not to me, right. But you know what
we
I mean.
We know you're with us.
All right. 800-585-1051. So the question is, are dildos essential?
Yes, that's a very selfish dude right there, because he's not thinking about all the single ladies, all the ladies that are quarantined, alone, self-isolating, alone. They need their vibrators. Yes, they
now,
need
the woman,
their dildos.
Y'all want me to answer this?
Yeah, I was waiting for ye, but Charlamagne, go ahead. You sound good. Well, what else they need, babe?
It's common sense, but go ahead.
My concern is that I don't want people to try to make dildos at home. I saw a lot of pictures of people like, I can just use this instead. Yes.
What?
No vegetables, no, you know, make it yourself at home and with Saran wrap around it. People are doing all kinds of weird things. So I would rather you get the real thing that's safe to go inside of you, safe for your body. So I would say it's pretty essential.
I salute all of those ladies, because those ladies are thinking about the future. They're like, look, if we're going to be quarantined for the next couple of months, let me buy a new vibrator. I don't have a man. I don't have a woman. I might get tired of my fingers. I don't see the problem.
800-585-1051. The question is, are dildos essential? That is the question. It's Freaky Friday. And it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's Freaky Friday, goddamn.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking dildos this morning. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
Yes, Freaky Friday. And let's just play the audio.
They should not be selling non-essential items. If you go on the website, all the essential items are sold out. Until you restock and until you close this building, shut it down. Dildos are not essential items. Books for kids, yes, but dildos?
A dude out of his goddamn mind. How dare he disrespect those women like that, as if dildos aren't essential for single ladies sitting at home by themselves during this quarantine.
Tell him, Charlamagne. Now,
as it's common sense.
Yee, what do you think as the woman on this program?
I do believe that they are essential items. You know, it's just hard to say, because I don't want women also being at home trying to experiment with different things like fruits and vegetables and objects to stick inside of themselves. I'd rather you do things safely. So, yes. But I feel like you should be able to order those online and not have to necessarily go to the store. I don't know.
All right. Well, that's the whole point, though. Like, he's saying that, like, you know, he's delivering them. That shouldn't be an essential delivery is what he's saying. That's the whole point of the conversation.
How does he even know what's in the package?
That's a good question.
I have no idea.
Maybe
but
he has
I
to
do
pick
know
it up
that,
from the building.
Like, it's none of his business what's in the package.
But maybe he's picking it up from the sex shop, and he knows it's either dildos or something else.
And, I mean, it's hard not to order a dildo off Amazon when you Google vibrators, and the first thing that comes up is the best vibrators you can buy on Amazon. They got the magic wand massager, the lips hummingbird massager.
How do you know, Charlamagne?
The Shibari Mini Halo Compact Power Wand Massager is number one, in case anybody knows. And I'm going to tell you something else. The reason I'm so adamant about this is because that's a man sitting up there with a mask on telling women that they don't need a dildo. What if somebody told him that he don't need his hands during this quarantine and he didn't have nobody to be with? What are you going to do? Sit around and try to suck his own?
He's so passionate. I love it. Let's go to the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, are dildos essential for right now?
Yes, they are.
Okay. How many do you have?
A few, but I'm an essential healthcare worker, and dealing with this virus and fear, anxiety and depression are all-time high. You not only need an emotional release, I need a physical release to get through my day and to help the people that I chose to help in my healthcare field.
That's right.
I feel like I want to gift her a dildo right now. How are you sanitizing them any differently or just the same?
I sanitize them as I would any instrument inside the hospital because I was perfectly aware of this virus months ago, and I knew this was coming, unlike some people that think it's a joke. And I have enough that it should they should last a little while before I have to, you know, do too much to them. I'm not going to make any because I'm fully stocked. Okay. I've been single for a long time, so I'm aware of what I need. I'm aware of what I want. I'm aware how to get what I need done to myself and for myself.
There you go.
Now, Stephanie, hold on now. You're not busting it open at the hospital, are you?
No, I'm not busting it open at the hospital. It's in my bedroom.
Okay.
Once you get home, after dealing with this and seeing death and seeing families and seeing all this, you go home in your room and you cry. But I still have to be a mom. I still have to make sure my kids are taken care of. I still have to make sure their homework gets done. But I cry every night. So once my kids are asleep, you go in the shower and you do what
That's
you
right.
have to do so you can be a
You mom. Need a n- A n- makes you feel better.
There you
it
go.
It does, Charlamagne. It does.
That's right.
You make sure you
take
off them bills.
She sounds like she got
day.
Her stuff together. So
thank
she
you
got,
so much,
I love
mama.
It. That's why that's, that right there proves how essential dildos are. And that's why that dude needs to shut the hell up. It's the same thing with him. You think he don't want it after a long, stressful day? Come on, man.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Tamara Smith.
Hey, mama. Are dildos essential materials?
No, I listen to... Oh, good morning, by the way. I listen
good
to
morning.
You
morning.
Every morning. And
thank you.
I'm actually an Amazon delivery driver. Like, I'm on the road right now. And with everything going on, I don't think, you know, me delivering dildos to people are very important right now at all.
That is true. We ain't looking from this side. Like, that is true. They're fighting through That's things, true. Too, and they're out there in the elements. Okay. And then they get to somebody's house and there's a dildo. Like, that is true,
When the last time you had an orgasm? When the last time you masturbated? I don't mean to be, you know, personal or disrespectful. I'm just asking a question. Because I know you're not going to sit here and tell me, you're not going to sit here and tell me that you don't like getting a off.
So I don't have to worry about, you know, I don't have to worry about buying a dildo or none of that. So.
Oh, you say you're in a relationship.
Yeah, so I don't have to. Oh.
Well, see, that's not fair then. That's not fair for other people who might be quarantined away from their boo.
For me to have. But it's not
that
fair
is
for
true.
Me to have to deliver
I think
a
about
dildo,
that.
You know,
risk no,
life.
No.
Well, she could be out there. I will say, though, elements. For you to look at from the other side, we did have a healthcare worker on the line who just said that it's very stressful for her at work and it's causing a lot of people all kinds of
that
emotional
is
issues. And that's what's been helping her a lot is to be able to have that. So if you look at that as a way of actually taking care of your mental health.
But people can use their finger. This lady can actually get the coronavirus delivering packages, and she's delivering a dildo. Not masks.
You know our nails are up
sanitizer.
To par right now, Envy.
Here's the thing, Ma. I love you. What's your name again?
My name is Tamara Smith. And can I give a shout-out real quick, please?
Go ahead.
Yes, Tamara.
All right, I want to give a shout-out to Golf Hall. That's the company I work for Amazon. And I want to give a shout-out to Kathy and my boyfriend. And I want to thank God that my grandmother is getting out of the hospital in the next couple of days. She was tested
Congratulations.
Negative for the coronavirus.
That's great.
I'm going to send her a vibrator.
Stop it.
Hey, Tamara, I'm going to tell you something else, too, Tamara. I appreciate your service with Amazon, but you're not qualified to comment on this conversation because you got to get the house.
Goodness gracious.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mama. 800-585-1051. Yeah, what she said is true. She's out there risking her life delivering these packages. She could catch the coronavirus, and is it worth it over a dildo? She comes to somebody's door, and you got a dildo? You can use
she got D at the house. She got D at the house.
Finger.
You get tired of the finger. Don't you got a dildo, Envy? Don't you got a 9.5?
Also, I just want to say, when they're sending out these dildos, they're not supposed to be marked or in packages that you even know what it is. So I don't know how people are knowing what's in these packages anyway. I've been getting all kinds of people delivering stuff to my house, and I'm like, I told you, Donnell Rawlings sent me an ashy candle. I'm like, this isn't really essential.
800-585-1051. Are dildos essential? That's the question. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky, Freaky,
it's freaky,
freaky,
freaky
Friday.
Friday.
Yes, it's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. And we're asking, are dildos essential? Now, it comes out of...
Play this clip, because I don't want people to think we just out here asking questions.
Heard it earlier.
They should not be selling non-essential items. If you go on the website, all the essential items are sold out. Until you restock and until you close this building, shut it down. Dildos are not essential items. Books for kids, yes, but dildos?
He need to shut the F up forever, okay, and let these single women live during the quarantine, okay?
Nope.
All right?
Nope.
Everybody don't got D at the house.
No, at first I was against it, but now I thought about it. These Amazon workers, these people are delivering packages. They're risking their lives because they can catch the coronavirus delivering packages. And then, you know, it's not like they're delivering it for some masks, some hand sanitizer, some food that people need. A dildo?
Did you hear what the health worker who called earlier? What was her name? Teresa? Was it Teresa? I don't remember what her name was. Stephanie. When Stephanie called, Stephanie said that, you know, you need an emotional release and a physical release during times like this because it weighs heavy on your mental health. I don't have no problem with...
And then you're telling people right now to self-distance and all of that and, you know, social distancing, but then you don't want them to be able to get dildos? I think that is the safest thing to do right now if you don't have a man.
Finger. I would be so mad if I delivered a dildo and got... What?
Okay, so Envy, when you want to rub your clitoris, that's what you use? That's your weapon of choice against your clitoris, your finger, sir?
Huh? Well, what do you
that's what
use?
Brings you what, your pleasure?
Well, what do you use? I'll use what you use. What do you use?
I would want a dildo. If I was a woman and I didn't have a man, I would want a dildo, okay? I would want me a Shibari Mini Hallow Compact Power Wand Massager, okay? Thank you very much. Salute to Doc Johnson. Doc Johnson has great products. Okay.
Goodness gracious. All right, let's go
and
to the phone line.
My wife enjoy.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning, Breakfast Club. This is Brian. I'm calling from Salt Lake City.
Hey, good Brian. Morning. Are dildos essential, Brian?
Absolutely. You know, just going to say, I don't use them myself. However, I'm in a long distance relationship. So, you know, if my girl needs to fulfill her needs, I'm willing to pump the money for that.
Okay.
That's right.
That's nice of you.
What about those people that's delivering them and could possibly catch the coronavirus over your dildo, bro?
Sacrifices have to be made.
Yo, shut up.
By the way, it's just a package. Amazon deliverers are going to be delivering packages regardless. Doesn't matter whether it's a dildo or a flat screen TV or whatever. It's just a package. As long as Amazon is open, then they got a job to do.
And people are ordering things they're going to be delivering.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, mama? Sound like she's using a dildo now.
I could tell she likes dildos.
Yeah, so are dildos essential?
They are essential, actually. You know the dildos was invented for nuns?
For nuns?
1500? Yes, to keep them sane. Yes.
Oh, tell me more.
See, we need to be sane right now.
Yes, so nuns back in, I think they started way before then, but they actually structured out a dildo around the 1500s, and they actually gave them to the nuns to make sure that they kept themselves, because they used to go into hysteria, and the doctors always wanted to know what was going on, because they wasn't doing absolutely anything, and then dildos came along.
That's very interesting, because I would think that they wouldn't even want nuns to think sexual thoughts, even though it's impossible not to, but I would think that they wouldn't want to do that.
But a woman and a man will go crazy if they don't release anything in their life.
Absolutely.
Right.
You lose your mind.
You got to get that
not meant to do. You have to get it out. You got to rub one off. You got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
It's important to maintain your sanity.
All right. Well, listen, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is what she is saying is absolutely true. Because, you know, in Philly, they call people nut ass, right? And, you know, like when they tell you stop acting like a nut. And the reason people start going crazy, they start going all nutty because they got too much in them. So that's why you got to get it out.
Shut up.
You didn't know that?
No, get out of here, man.
You need to study about the 1500s, okay? And see what people would do, what nut ass was doing in the 1500s and how they used to get the out of nut ass.
All right. My goodness. All right. Now, Yee, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and we'll tell you about we'll be talking about a $1 million relief fund for business owners of color and for women of color who are affected by coronavirus. We'll tell you how you can participate.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, we've all been talking about this battle that's going on Sunday. That's Teddy Riley versus Babyface. They're going to go hit for hit. Teddy Riley also did a medley of his greatest hits from his home on TeddyRileyLive.com on his website. That happened last night. So here he is announcing the challenge.
I have to say this. I've been challenged. This Sunday,
challenge.
This Sunday,
challenge.
I've been challenged to do verses with Babyface in L.A.
That's going to be dope.
Two against one. Yeah. No, but you know, I got to bring a, I got to bring my Robin, too.
All right. I know what we'll all be doing on Sunday. Yes.
Definitely.
You already know. You know, I'm an Uptown Records fanatic. Teddy Riley is a god. I was looking at our guy B-Dot on Twitter, and B-Dot said, what do you do when you're a producer and Babyface hits play on End of the Road? How do you respond? Mm-hmm. You know that who he's going against, and End of the Road is a great record, but you act it like is. Teddy Riley can't reply with Keith Sweat, Make It Last Forever. Guy, let's chill. What are we talking about? This guy's got records, man.
They both got classics. Classics.
I see people, are calling for a Kanye versus Pharrell battle.
That'd be great, but come on. Let's deal with Teddy and Babyface. We're talking about two gods here. We can get to Pharrell and Kanye West, but we're talking about two people that we never thought we would see challenging each other. Envy, correct. You asked a great question earlier. Who the hell is going to hook Teddy Riley and Babyface up to Instagram Live? That's going to take them a while to figure out.
Teddy Riley was just on TeddyRileyLive.com doing a whole performance.
He had a whole team. Salute to my homegirl, Lisa, okay? He had a whole team of youngins around him helping to put that together, all right?
Well, I'm sure one of the people that was there will be there also. All right, now let's move on and talk about Robert Kraft. He sent his plane to go pick up more than 1 million masks. And he did have those masks for New York and for Boston. So that's pretty amazing thing that he did. Now, why was he willing to help New York City? He said, I've been watching Governor Andrew Cuomo over the last few weeks, and I just think he's done an outstanding job. He's at the epicenter of this crisis, and he has a calming way about him, and he brings confidence, and I have a personal tie to New York City. Columbia was good to me and gave me a full scholarship as a kid. I love the city. I love the people there. I don't think what's going on is something any of us could imagine. So Cuomo also did thank him for his generosity. He told CNN, I think that was the only good call I've gotten in about 10 days. Mr. Kraft is a special man, and what he did here is pure generosity and goodness. All right, now let's move on to his brother, though, Chris Cuomo. Now, Chris Cuomo says, and, you know, he's a CNN anchor who was positive, has tested positive for coronavirus. Here's what he had to say about battling coronavirus.
I've had a fever, but 102, 103, 103 plus that wouldn't quit. And it was like somebody was beating me like a piñata. And I was shivering so much, I chipped my tooth. I was up all night. It was one of the, I'm telling you, I was hallucinating. My dad was talking to me. It was freaky what I lived through last night. And it may happen again tonight. Doctor says it may happen like 5-8 times. I get it now. And if you match that with chest constriction and people can't breathe, I totally get why we're losing so many people and why our hospitals are so crowded.
He's still been working, though.
Yeah, he's definitely been on.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's been on, but he comes on and does segments. I don't know if he's doing his full show.
Yeah, he does it from the crib. Yeah, I think he does. I think he still does it just from the crib.
Well, he's been working, though, so you can see that he still is able to do that. He's been sharing his battle with coronavirus. He said he's been eating and drinking constantly. He's sweating it out, you know, lost that 13 pounds. So he's just giving you an inside view of what's happening with him. Now, Cardi B was hospitalized for stomach pain, and she posted a picture of the wristband that she had on. Apparently, she was having some issues with some food that she thinks that she ate. So doesn't look like it's coronavirus because she has been talking a lot about what's been going on. You know, she has a coronavirus remix song, but she said she lost weight and she's been vomiting leading up to going to the hospital. But they're saying that according to her publicist, the stomach issues are not coronavirus related. So maybe it was something that she ate that she has to recover from. And let's talk about The Rock. He was singing to his daughter while he was washing her hands. He posted in the video, our sheltering at home pre-daddy shower ritual. Before my showers now, baby Tia demands I sing the rap portion of my song, You're Welcome, while I wash her hands. So listen to this.
Honestly, listen, kid, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground. Oh, but now we're just messing around. I get in there and I bury its guts. Spread out a tree, now you've got coconuts. What can I say except you're welcome? The coronavirus has gotta go, yes.
Okay, that was creative.
You don't realize how long 20 seconds is until you wash your hands.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you get a more personal side of people right now.
20 seconds is a long time.
Shea Moisture has announced a $1 million relief fund for business owners of color affected by COVID-19. So that's an amazing thing. They want to support women of color and small businesses during this crisis as well. They're working in partnership with We Buy Black, which is the largest marketplace for Black-owned businesses, and awarding relief funds throughout April to Black-owned businesses. It's called Community Commerce Online Marketplace. So it is live now on Shea Moisture's Instagram account, and you can actually shop and support businesses from that whole We Buy Black marketplace. And then you can look forward to making sure that people get these funds. I think that's a great thing that they're doing.
That's a great thing. Salute to Shea Moisture. Salute to Robert Kraft, too. I didn't comment on that, but salute to Robert Kraft, man. I respect anybody who's using their resources to help people who need it at a time like this. This is the whole point of having resources. This is the whole point of having money. This is the whole point of having power. If you're able to help those who need it, do it.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right.
Now listen,
thank you, Miss Yee.
Are you about to play that whack-ass Drake record again? Are we doing that every hour at the top of the hour? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, that's not part of my mix, though. My mix this weekend is I had so much fun listening to the Scott Storch battle. Scott Storch, okay. Manny Fresh, that I'm going to go back and forth with Scott Storch and Manny Fresh records. Monday, I'm going to do a Teddy Riley Babyface one, but...
You should play the Manny Fresh records that Manny didn't play in the battle that he should have played, like Number One Stunner.
Number One Stunner.
What Happened to That Boy? Cash Money is an Army. Better Yet, a Navy. Big Ballin'. You know what I mean? I Got That Fire by Juvenile. Set It Off by Juvenile. Those are the records he should have played that he didn't.
Yeah. He definitely should have. Yeah. What Happened to That Boy? He definitely should have played. Now, I went on Charlamagne's Live yesterday, right? And Charlamagne was trying to connect with somebody on Live. And
I was trying to connect with Jamie Harrison. He's running for the U.S. Senate in South Carolina.
Mad long. Charlamagne was like, what am I doing? How do I connect this? Why is this not working? If he could call a friend, he would have called a friend. He needed help.
I would have called my daughter.
Right,
but
he said Teddy Riley needs help.
Riley, Babyface could be
help.
Yeah, because I'm speaking from experience. So I was trying to figure out how to log Jamie Harrison in. But not just Teddy Riley and Babyface. If you've been watching these battles, all the OGs have trouble with IG Live.
Swiss had trouble.
Swiss had trouble. Tim had trouble. Even Dream and Sean Garrett had trouble. It's kind of weird to watch.
Yeah.
Not weird. Right. It's just I get it.
My goodness. All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, I'm flying out of town. I got a show in Detroit tonight. I ain't going nowhere.
I was like, okay, you got to relax.
No clubs open. Nothing's open. I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to feel like it was a couple months ago. But this weekend, there's a lot of stuff going on. Saturday night, it's a battle between Little John and T-Pain.
Little John and T-Pain, I can't wait to see that. First of all, I love T-Pain. I love Lil Jon. I listen to Lil Jon every day. I'm about to go listen to some Lil Jon now because that's literally my workout playlist. And it's been my workout playlist for years. There's nothing more energetic and it pumps you up more than crunk music. I love crunk music. And so
Sunday's
that's
a big
be a
night,
good one.
Too.
Yeah, Sunday's a big night. Of course, Teddy Riley versus Babyface. That'll be great. Mm-hmm.
God versus God. That's like Thor versus Hercules, bro. Like that. That's my speed right there. Yeah, it can't get no better than that. You know, I'm an Uptown Records fanatic. Okay, I grew up on Uptown Records. Salute to Andre Harrell. Like, I got two favorite record labels of all time, Rockefeller and Uptown Records, man. That's just incredible. I can't wait to see Teddy Riley get busy against Babyface.
Yeah, it should be.
I don't think there's a winner in that one.
Well,
I really don't.
It's going to be a winner. We're going to see. We're going to see this weekend. And Monday, y'all tune in because we're going to be talking about it. So tune in.
Yeah, I'm going to get Teddy to zoom in with us or something.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. All right.
And don't forget, since we're talking about this weekend, WrestleMania is this weekend, too. It's still happening. So
that's Saturday,
right? Just for everybody who's at home, Saturday and Sunday. Yes.
I haven't watched wrestling in a long time, but I'm going to order it, man. I want my son to check it out. My son is 6 years old. I think he'll like it. I just hope he doesn't try any of the moves on his younger sister. But I'm definitely going to check out wrestling this weekend, too. All right. Well, when we come back, we got the positive note. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, you guys have a great weekend out there. Please stay inside. Only go out if you have to. And if you do go out, make sure you protect yourself. You extra protect yourself. When you come back in the crib, you take your clothes off. You Lysol all your packages. Just be extra cautious. Nobody really knows what's going on. So you got to take the precaution into your own hands. Be extra, extra careful. All right.
Yeah, and I really want to know, what do y'all idiots think y'all are rebelling against? Like, what do you, like, when they tell you to stay home and they tell you to social distance and they tell you not to go out, why do you think you're rebelling against the government by going out anyway? No, stupid. They want you to stay in the house for your own safety, for the safety of your own family.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right, well, prayers for everybody out there, and hopefully as many of us as possible will come out of this safe and healthy.
Absolutely. You got a positive note?
Yes, sir. The positive note is simply this, man. The purpose of our lives is to be happy. I know it may seem like that. I know it may not seem like that right now, but the purpose of our lives is to be happy.
Breakfast Club, bitches! Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.